أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة الرافعة صدق الله العظيم. The surah begins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the event, that is the event of doom, takes place, ليس لوقعتها كاذبة, there is none that can belie it, it will most certainly take place. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another description of this waqi'ah, this day of qiyamah, in two very simple words. Allah says, khafidatun rafi'atun. Khafida is something or someone that will abase, someone that will disgrace, and rafi'ah is someone that will exalt, someone that will elevate. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing qiyamah in these two words, that this day of qiyamah will disgrace and this day of qiyamah will elevate. Who would this day of qiyamah disgrace? The enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who had enmity for the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, those who did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who did wrong, rafi'atun, and it will elevate the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that had brought iman in Allah rabbul izzat, and then they remained obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the ayats that come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to one very important aspect. There are two things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us. It is Allah given ni'mats. The one ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us sometimes is authority, is position. And the other ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us, worldly, mundane, is this material world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us abundance of it. And in this ayat and the ayats that come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us a reminder. What is this reminder all about? That these two things, love for fame or love for position and love for material wealth, are two things that sometimes destroy a person's akhirat. It breaks our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It creates the lack of amal in our lives. And the reason for it is because we abuse these two great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And here is a very clear reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, khafida, that this day of qiyamah, those that had been given power, those that have been elevated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will debase them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace them. In our terms, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will downgrade them. And then rafi'a, those that seem to be in this world, they seem to have absolutely nothing, they seem to be paupers, they seem to be very, very simple people, but their hearts was linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their minds was absorbed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts was filled with dhikr of Allah rabbul izzat. Their bodies was totally in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although it may not be seen by mankind, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that in this world they lived a life of disgrace outwardly. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will elevate them. Many are the examples that one can think of. If you look at the example of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and with him all those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Makkah Mukarramah that were tortured, they seem to be people of very low standing. They seem to be people that did not have any honor whatsoever. But of course, that honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them in this world, and the greater honor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them in the hereafter. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rubba ash'at, that there are many a person whose hair is unkept, disheveled. In other words, they are very shabby in their approach. Madfu'un bilbaab, when if they have to go to the door of anyone, not to beg, but if they stumble upon anyone, that person will actually throw them away. In other words, that person will have nothing to do with them. They will be disgraced in front of people. But لو أقسم على الله لأبرا. If they take a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill that qasam. Now the ulama have explained this hadith in this way, that they have such a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the outside world, the world around them may seem, or may, to them it may look that this person is a pauper, this person is a beggar, this person has absolutely nothing, no social standing whatsoever, people will ignore that person, but his heart is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that if that person takes a qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill that qasam of that person. The ulama also wrote that they are these servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah wants their hearts fully for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes parda of them, and nobody else will be able to determine or detect who these people are. In the biography of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah, there is an incident that is written that one person that seemingly it looked like he was a beggar, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi stumbles upon this person. So he sees this person in a very shabby condition. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi takes out some money and he gives this person. This person looks at the Imam in his face. Imam looks at him and then he walks away. After that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspires Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that on the surface of this earth, at this particular time, there is no greater wali than that person. Now Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he turns around very, very quickly that if this is a wali of Allah, let me go and look at this person once again. Allah ta'ala inspires him, no Ahmad, anyone sees him will only see him once in his life and he will never have the opportunity of seeing him again. In the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person who was of high social standing, he walks past and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach Sahaba a lesson, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, O my ashab, what is your consideration for this person? How would you consider him a man of high social standing? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man has such social standing that if he goes to the door of anyone to ask for their daughter, he makes a proposal, it will never be refused. Number two, if he goes to the door of any king and he intercedes on behalf of people, even the king or the ruler of the time will listen to this person because of his social standing. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. He didn't say anything. Then another person walks, apparently outwardly a man of no social standing whatsoever. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what do you think about this person? What is your opinion about him? They now say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if this poor person goes and knocks at the door of someone for his daughter, they will never give him because he has no social standing whatsoever. If this person goes to any king and he intercedes, then that king also will not listen to him because of his position in society, to this extent that if he says anything also, lam yusma, people will not even listen to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that this second person, one of him is better than a world filled with the other kind of person. And that is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other ayats, man kana yuridu al-izzah, falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. Whoever requires, whoever wants izzat and honor, all is in the hands of Allah. It belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat now clarifies that. And Allah says, khafidatun, that this day of Qiyamah will debase, will abase, will disgrace those who outwardly, seemingly, apparently had honor in this world without iman, without amal, with the enmity of Allah in their hearts. And then rafi'a, that those people who seemingly had no social standing in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them the honor and izzat on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.